Hello, my name is Alice Grist. You may know me from my book, Dirty and Divine, from my blog, Cosmic Mother, or from my tarot cards, Cosmic Mother Tarot. Or, of course, you might know me from the High Heel Guides. I have restarted my blog, and every so often I'm going to post a meditation. This is something that I do with my private clients, often as part of a healing, an intuitive session together. However, I'd like to do it for you guys. Now, all I need you to do is find a comfortable space. Perhaps burn some incense. Perhaps play some nice music in the background. And of course, you can download this meditation and return to it at any time. And whilst I feel compelled to do a meditation, I never quite know what they're going to be about until we start, because I use the cards. So you might hear me turning over cards as we go through, and the cards and my intuition will guide us through precisely what we need. So to begin with, I want you to take a deep breath, get nice and comfortable. Know that this is your time and your space, and you have nothing else to do, and yes, you deserve this and you owe it to yourself. And we won't take too much of your time. So don't worry about anything else that might need doing. Place that all to the side, put it in a box, move it away. Trust that it will be there when you need it to be there. But right now, thinking about any of your problems, your worries, the things you have to do is absolutely not necessary. And what is necessary is shifting into a state of just being you without any of that other nonsense. So if you find thoughts arising about the things you need to do, the things you want to do, please do actively and consciously and mindfully disallow those thoughts. Put them to the side, put them back in the box, and when they come up again and again, keep putting them to the side and return to my voice and to your breathing, and that will help you focus. And trust in one more thing, that even if you do become interrupted by that inner voice throughout this meditation, it really doesn't matter, because I'm not speaking to that voice anyway. I'm speaking to the inner you, your higher self, your subconscious. So no matter how distracted you may or may not be throughout this, it really is irrelevant, because your subconscious will be taking all of this in and helping to move you forward on levels that you don't even quite understand right now, but that will arise from within, and that this meditation will prompt and provoke within you. So please do trust and allow for those changes to happen on a subatomic, subconscious, deep down spiritual level. So take a nice deep breath and trust that this is your time and your space. Now, I want you to allow your breath to move through your body, setting a tone and a pace of complete relaxation. Consider this your spiritual spa. That spa day that you have been longing for, but you couldn't quite afford or couldn't quite get to or arrange. The one that you've been promising your girlfriends for years. The one that never quite happens. This is it. All in a 10-15 minute slot to rearrange and to shape-shift you back to where you need to be. Without even trying, because sometimes in life we try so hard, don't we? We try so hard to think and to think and to think ourselves to a better place, and somehow it never quite works. So trust that this will work on a level that you don't need to understand. So take a deep breath and set an intent that you don't need to understand, and that it just will be, and that it always has been, and that you've always known, and that deep down, it simply is as simple as that. Allowing an inner world to take over, allowing a space for intuition to step forward, allowing a breath and a moment and a sense of trust and wonder, and allow your body to relax into that. And now we're going to do just a brief visualization. So go with this as much as you can. And if you struggle with visualizations, just listen to my words and trust that hearing them is enough. So, I want you to imagine that you are surrounded by a golden light. A bright white golden light that is cleansing and clearing and very, very healing. And again, you don't need to understand how or why. But allow this golden light to be like an egg around you, keeping you safe and warm, protected from all of those external problems and thoughts and worries. And as you breathe, the golden light fills your body. It goes in through your lungs. It's like oxygen. It's like air. And as it goes into your lungs, it is carried through your bloodstream on an etheric and spiritual level, helping you to become that little bit more relaxed, that little bit more changed, that little bit more open to whatever change needs to come, to the shape shifting that needs to occur within you so that you can function and be within your life in a happier place, so that you can see your blessings and feel them and understand them, and also to understand the chaos on some deep level, to trust it, to know that no matter how difficult your particular dark night of the soul might be, that it has its purpose. So breathe in the golden light and allow it to heal your thoughts, your feelings, your energies. And again, you don't need to understand this. You don't need to know the hows, whats, whys, or wheres, or whens. Just allow the golden light to flood through your body, and perhaps you can feel it. Perhaps as you lay there with your eyes closed, deeply breathing in this golden light, you can feel a small change, a shift, a relaxation, a giving over, a giving way, like a wave moving over your body, moving through your body, moving through your mind and your heart and your emotions. And if you can't feel it, that's okay too. Because on a deep down level, these things access us and they change us. And it's as simple as making the time and the space to listen to this without any other theories or thoughts or worries or concerns or woes taking over. So allow those things to flow away as the white golden light shapeshifts you and transforms you and brings something new to you. And again, you don't need to understand quite what that might be. But know that it is, and know that it will, and know that we are moving towards that with every breath we take. And not just now, this continues inside and outside of this moment. As you finish this meditation, you will still continue to keep this change, this shift, this white light, this healing within you. So trust that this is a permanent transformation. And all it took was the ability and the promise to yourself to sit through this, to listen to this, to be relaxed through this. And you find yourself drifting into a more relaxed state, allowing my voice to be the guide. And whatever else pops up, perhaps sometimes when you're in a state of relaxation, you might find that there are lights behind your eyes, visions in your mind's eye, perhaps stemming from the pineal gland, perhaps from your heart, perhaps feelings that you don't allow yourself to normally feel. And these are educational. They can teach you so much about you. Because symbolism is the ancient language that we all began with, and it's something that we've pushed aside in favor of words and language. And yet color and light and symbols do try to reach us, and we just disregard them. But perhaps in this state of relaxation, with the light breathing through your body, you might become a little more open to symbols and signs, and that this will continue as well outside of this meditation. For it is all forever, and you are with this moment as this moment is with you, and it is all that it ever is. And so we bring our attention to it, as we will bring our attention to it later, and we will bring our attention to it tomorrow. And we will breathe into this moment, and we can always return to the white light whenever we feel stressed or vexed. And it will always allow us for healing and shape-shifting. So even if tomorrow you're at work or busy with children and you are feeling completely and utterly bereft or stressed or at your wit's end, you can just close your eyes and for a brief second imagine the white light surrounding you and changing you and bringing you back to your center, to your truth, to your honest-to-goodness you, the spiritual you, the signature of you. The symbolism of you, the signs that you need to receive and trust that the universe speaks through you, through your mind, through the light, through your heart, through your intuitions and your feelings, and not at all necessarily through the difficult voices in your mind. We're letting the difficult voices go. And as we do so, we are gifted a new perspective, a perspective that allows for us to understand our blessings, to understand our place in a bigger scheme of things, a universal scheme of things, a cosmic scheme of things, and to see how lucky we are, even on a very base level. And this isn't about comparing ourselves to other people, because we could sit and do that all day long and become more and more stressed about that too. This is about understanding a spiritual and cosmic connection to all that is, to the universe, to Mother Nature, to animals. Yes, to people too, but also to just whatever more, whatever feeling of more comes to you. And I can't dictate that to you. That's something you have to understand and figure out yourself. But there are connections waiting for you to understand and perspectives of your life that you can come to a better understanding of, a healthier understanding of, a more positive understanding of. So be willing and ready to shift your perspective. And as you relax, set an intent, maybe in your mind, in your heart, just now. Think to yourself, I will shapeshift. I will shapeshift and I will understand a new perspective. I will become a new perspective. I am ready for a new perspective. I am ready for my blessings and to understand the blessings I already have. I am small, but I am mighty. And I am ready to reflect on all that I am and all that I have been and to move forward with power and understanding and with a true understanding of what my blessings happen to be at any given moment of time, because they shift as we shift. They shift with our mood. Simply breathing, simply being is in of itself a blessing some days. And that can be enough. And other days there will be more. And it's not even about the days, is it? It's about the understanding. It's about the moments. It's about the being here now. It's about the connection to something greater, a higher self, a higher spirit, whatever you choose to deign that to be. And it's about seeing your place in nature. And seeing reflections of yourself in everything you look at. How beautiful is that? To see yourself reflected in a bird that happens to land in your path, or a tree that sways in your direction as you walk by, or an ocean that laps upon your feet. There is so much more than our small human lives allow for us to understand. So we are opening up to that understanding right now. And as we do, our nerves are soothed and we are activated. To what? Doesn't matter. We don't need to understand it, for it will find a way to play itself through our lives, to heal us and to make us more whole. And from this, we are allowed and we allow ourselves to enter into new beginnings. And again, it's wisest and best not to judge or to second guess what that new beginning might be, because it is often not what we planned. And if it's not what you planned, then trust that it's perfect, because these things are perfect in their own funny little ways. And you are perfect in your own funny little way. So take a moment to continue to breathe in that white light, welcoming a new beginning, a shape-shifting, a transformation, a new perspective and an activation. And you don't need to see it. It's veiled. Of course it's veiled. Life beyond this life is veiled. Connection is veiled. And yet, sometimes we are gifted a glimpse. And it might be a feeling, and it might be a sign, and it might be an inner knowing. And it might be just a small, synchronous little bit of magic. But it will come if you trust and allow it, and you can't think it into being. You must just be ready for it on a deep soul level, and you can set that intent now. I am ready for this on a deep soul level. I am ready for this. I am ready to activate. I am ready for a new perspective. I am ready to overcome every moment and any difficulty and see past my own thoughts and connect with the world as it is, not as I believe it to be. There is so much more. and I don't need to understand it. I simply need to breach and get past my limitations and be brave, so brave and courageous, and live the life that I haven't dreamed, because sometimes our dreams are limiting and there is so much more. And it begins simply by being open to that so much more. Truly, truly, truly. And we can be so strong, and you can be so strong. You already have been. All of the things you have survived and overcome and surmounted, the people you have helped, the love you have given, the power within you that you don't always trust is so deep and divine. And you can create from this place. And you can pull from your dream life and something beyond your dream life. You can pull from spirit, from spirituality, from the depths of heaven, whatever you choose to believe in. You can pull forward from your ancestors, from your future kin, and you can create in this space now, in every space now, in the space now that is tomorrow, in a space now that is next week, in the space now that is in a year's time. You can continue to create, and this is your wake-up call. This meditation has been your wake-up call, your connection, your perspective. I hope you're ready. I know you're ready. You are ready. I am ready. Say to yourself, I am ready for perspective, for creation, for strength, to breach my limitations and to activate new beginnings, to see my blessings, to reflect on who I am, on my perspective and my purpose, and to shape shift into something more glorious. I'm ready. I am ready. Are you ready? I am ready. I am so ready. Take a deep breath. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. It's coming to an end now. So when you are ready, and I mean really ready, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Thank your gods, your goddesses, your angels, your guides. Take another deep breath, and when you are ready, come back to your room and your space and know that you are transformed. And yes, you don't need to understand it. It simply is, and it always will be, and it always has been. And you can dig deep and move forward. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed these, please do let me know. Please do share it with your friends, anybody who needs a pep start, a leg up, a deeper understanding, some support, some spiritual mentoring, some love, some healing. Please do share this meditation. As I said, this is normally something I do with clients privately, but I do love doing it. It's very calming and soothing, even for me. So please do listen back again and again, anytime you need to, and share with people who need this. My name is Alice Grist. If you have been past this, you can find me at alicegrist.co.uk, my blog Cosmic Mother, my book Dirty and Divine, and of course we can arrange private sessions over my website for tarot, meditation, healing. Okay, wishing you the best. I hope this was beautiful for you. Goodbye.